All right, folks, buckle up, because today we are diving deep,
deep
into the world of Realm Royale strategy.
That's right.
We're talking about more than just, you know, how to survive out there.
Yeah.
We're talking about how to dominate. And luckily, we've got just the battle plan right here, ready to break it down, analyze it, so you can outsmart, outplay,
outmaneuver,
outlast everybody else in the realm.
Absolutely, yeah. We're talking about elevating your game to a whole other level.
Okay, so to really get a grasp on this,
yeah,
we got to start with, like, the foundation of Realm Royale. And for me, that's the class system.
Right, 100%, yeah. I mean, picking your class in Realm Royale, it's not just about what character you want to look at. This is a play style. You're stepping into a role on a team. Each one brings their own, like, strengths and weaknesses to the table.
All right, so lay it out for me. Who are our options in this Royal Rumble?
Okay, so first up, you got your warrior classic, right? This is your frontline brawler. We're talking charging headfirst into the fray, soaking up damage, dishing it out. This is someone who, they live for the heat of battle.
Not exactly wallflower types, these warriors.
No, not at all. They like to get up close and personal. Now, on the other side of the spectrum, you've got your mage. If the warrior's a close-range explosion, the mage is like tactical nuke, right? Area denial, crowd control, they're all about that strategic positioning, dictating the flow of battle from a distance.
So just to be clear, the warrior wants to get in your face. The mage wants to control the battlefield from afar. What about more range damage dealers?
You're talking about the hunter, right? Classic sniper archetype. High risk, high reward. They need incredible map awareness, got to have that steady hand to pick people off from a distance.
It's always that one player,
yeah,
right? You never see them coming.
And then it's too late.
Yeah.
Then you've got your assassin. Now they thrive on chaos, you know? Enemy makes a mistake, there's a distraction, the assassin capitalizes. They don't have the raw power of a warrior, but that's not their game. They disappear, reappear, unleash a devastating combo. That's how they shine.
Okay, so we've got our damage dealers, but what about players like me?
Mm-hmm.
I like to think I'm a little more strategic, a little more into outsmarting than just, you know, outgunning.
Oh, then you're talking about the engineer. This is the mastermind. Think. Setting traps, deploying turrets, fortifying positions. They control the battlefield in a different way. They're enabling your team to push forward or to make a tactical retreat when they need to. You know, you set up some turrets around a forge. That is going to be a bad day for whoever stumbles into that.
So you're not just picking a character model. You're picking a whole approach to the game, really.
100%, yeah.
But Realm Royale isn't just about how good you are as an individual player,
yeah,
right? You've got to work together.
Oh, absolutely. You can't do it alone. That's where communication, that's your greatest weapon as a team. Knowing where your allies are, what they see, even more importantly, what they don't see.
Yeah, like what's that old saying? Information is power.
There you go. And in Realm Royale, information comes in a lot of different forms. We're talking about knowing the map. Where are the best landing spots? Escape routes. How can you use that shrinking circle to your advantage? I mean, that's what separates the, you know, the champions,
right,
from everybody else.
Okay, so we've got our classes. We're communicating like champions.
Yeah.
We know the map like the back of our hand. Anything else we need to keep in mind out there in the realm?
Don't forget about the forging system.
Oh, right.
This is where you turn all those hard-earned shards into really powerful weapons abilities. It's a risk-reward system, though. Do you save up? Go for that guaranteed legendary. Or maybe play it a little bit safer. Forge multiple lower tier items. You really got to weigh your options.
So much to think about. It can get overwhelming when you're in the heat of the moment.
Yeah, and that's where adaptability comes in. Got to be able to adjust. Think of it like this. You've planned this perfect picnic. Blankets out. Snacks are unpacked. Suddenly the sky opens up. Downpour. And you just pack up and go home? Or do you, you know, find some shelter, adapt, salvage the fun?
Personally, I'm finding a way to keep those snacks dry.
I see where you're going with this, though.
Right. You got to be able to pivot. Same thing in Realm Royale. You got to constantly analyze what's happening. What are your opponents doing? What's the environment offering you? Is there cover, high ground, choke points? Sometimes the smartest move, even if it's difficult, is realizing when a plan just isn't working and making a tactical retreat instead of going out in a blaze of glory.
As they say, live to fight another day.
Exactly. Always be ready to adjust on the fly. You know, there's a lot of people out there, they think Realm Royale is just like a simple shooter.
Yeah.
But there's so many layers to it.
Oh, there's so much depth to it. And that's why we're here. You know, we're busting those myths. We're getting into the nitty gritty. I mean, take, for example, the idea that sticking to the edge of the map is always the safest.
Right.
Not necessarily true, right? especially for a class like the Hunter. Sometimes, controlling high traffic areas, like a portal hub, that can actually lead to more kills early game, which can really set you up for success later.
Wow, mind blown. See, this is what I'm talking about. There's so much strategy there that even people who have been playing a while, they don't even realize.
You'd be surprised. But it's all about understanding those little nuances of each class, how they interact, how you can use the environment to your advantage.
Well, this has been incredible. I am so ready to jump back into Realm Royale, try out some of these new strategies.
Well, here's something to think about, you know? We talked about using the environment to your advantage, right? How much have you considered how each class can actually utilize that environment differently?
Ooh, I like that. So, like, a warrior might use a narrow passage for a surprise attack, while a hunter could hang back, use a rooftop for that perfect long-range shot.
Exactly. See, it's all connected. Your class, the environment, your opponents, they all play a role. It's how you use them to your advantage that really matters.
Well said. This has been a truly epic deep dive, but now we want to hear from you. What are your go-to Realm Royale strategies? Have you discovered any surprising tactics or, you know, crazy combos out there? Share your tips, share your triumphs, show those epic fail moments. We are all on this journey together. Until next time, happy forging, and may the chicken be ever in your favor.